ISIS's decision to not listen to President Ramaphosa's Sona speech this year was taken with a lot of thought. We are very mindful of the fact that one doesn't want to encourage, disconnect from participating in civil society, in our democracy. We think that's very, very important. People should get out there and vote. But sometimes it's important to check out of a discourse that is one-sided, that has an agenda which is filled with political decisions that aren't in the best interest of the country. We've heard far too often and far too long Sona speeches that are rhetoric, that are filled with empty promises, that are pushing the agenda of the ruling party as being the saviors of this country, as being the advances of growth and job creation. And yet, quite frankly, everything is the opposite. We go backwards. More people slip into poverty than out of poverty. Our economy is declining. Our education, health standards, safety and security, everything, literally across all sectors, goes backwards. This Sona speech on the 8th of February is going to be nothing more than repetitions of the past and the president grabbing a few incidences of good outcomes and things that might have gone in the right direction, when the reality is the big picture, it's not. So we don't hear the real state of the nation. We hear a president that is painting a picture of a ruling party that's doing good for society. Well, that's quite frankly not the case.